Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I call you my friends, says the Lord, for I have made known to you all that the Father has told me. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from the Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This I command you, love one another. In fact, we are born in love. We share God's life. Through baptism, we receive God's grace. But our humanity, since it's weak, we need to improve on a daily basis. Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment." It's the command us to do it. In fact, we are born to love, but our weakness, our original sin, the evil spirit always distracting us in this way. The selfishness always hindered us to go ahead. How we can do? First of all, tell Jesus, "I'm weak. I need your help. Jesus, I trust you." This only way. We can't say, "I want." Yes. But still, we need the grace of God. Important to do it on a daily basis. Forgetting about the worries of tomorrow. Jesus once says, "If tonight God will call you back to Him and you still worry about tomorrow, just be concrete." Every day, Jesus sent his angels to us so that we can love them. Angels may not you like them or they like you. Angels are people sent from God the Father to stay with us, to help us to grow into sanctity. Especially those people you don't like. They're the people who made you like God. God is always forgiving. God is always loving. We are born into this life of Blessed Trinity. God the Father loves the Son unconditionally. God the Son loves God the Father unconditionally. This mutual love is the Holy Spirit. So this is Trinitarian life, love. And this also Jesus said, when you are two or three united in my name, I'm in your midst, and whatever you ask will be given. We ask not for our own sake. We ask for the greater glory of God. That's the only way we are in peace. So let's pray for one another so that we can always be the follower of Jesus, forgetting ourselves. We are called to be disciples of Jesus. Jesus himself sacrificed himself for others. Jesus invites us to do the same. This is the new commandment. To love is not something pleasant. To love is to sacrifice yourself for the greater glory of God.